This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because, together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The answer.
That's it. Audrey's in the woods as usual. Hey, before we get too started, happy Memorial Day to all of the military that support our country and keep us safe. And definitely a big shout out to all of the military personnel that have given their lives to keep us safe. I can't say it enough. I was in the military. I get it. And it's weird. It's the most important thing we have going for us in the country. All right. But hey, besides that, it's also Indy 500, Coca-Cola 600. And better than that, we have a jamboree coming up in Lakeside. Lovely Lakeside. Rodeo support. You know, and I don't know anybody that's done anything to this size in a long time. For considering off-road.
You know, we had an expo there was at Lakeside Rodeo in 2010. That was the last time we had anything big off-roading in San Diego East County.
That's what, 13 years?
Long time ago. Yeah. I was chair of that. So it was so much fun until it started raining.
So what's going to happen? Well, we don't care. Water's water. So when we go out there on the 24th?
Yes, June 24th.
What are you going to see?
So you're going to walk in and you'll see the trailer, our orange trailer. You will see some racing cars, off-road race trucks. So you're familiar with the trophy truck, which is the premier racing vehicle in the desert. So there's going to be at least two trophy trucks. There'll be other race cars. There'll be some racing motorcycles and other kind of off-road racing vehicles.
And these are for people just to come up and talk to.
You can look at them. You can walk right up to it. And there'll be the drivers will be there and some of the crew. And then there's going to be vendors, off-road vehicle vendors.
There's 50-something.
It's going to be over. I think we have 58 lined up.
That's crazy.
And within that 58, there's also some nonprofits that advocate like
which
us.
They should. And groups.
And some racing groups. So we've invited District 38 Racing. So they're the motorcycle and side-by-side ATV racing group in deep Southern California, Imperial County, desert. There's going to be some food. There's going to be some music.
Any beer?
There's going to be beer from three different breweries over there. There's Three Frogs Brewery, BNS Brewery, and Pacific Island Brewery. So those three groups, they'll have their own area around. And if you go to the brewery ahead of time, I think starting June 1st, if you buy a beer, you get a $5 off coupon to come into our jamboree.
So we should have a beer competition. Who has the best whatever?
Oh.
I'll judge.
Okay.
Brandon will judge.
Oh, look who's on.
Do you like beer?
Hey.
Brandon.
Audrey's here.
Do you like beer?
I got to find the button for it. Yes, of course I love beer.
Okay, you're a judge. Audrey, where are you?
Yeah. I'm right here. I'm in Barstow. I'm at the Cal 4-Wheel High Desert Roundup in Stoddard Wells, having an amazing time.
That's not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say, yeah. I really miss being on radio.
I really miss being on radio.
Ew.
And I want to throw out that on June 1st, it's not a coupon. You'll buy your entry there, and it'll be $5 off. At the breweries starting June 1st, you can buy your entry, whether it's the general admission or the VIP barbecue, and they'll have to write you a receipt, and then you'll bring us the receipt for like a pre-registration. So I just want to clarify that.
Oh, so that's for the jamboree?
That's for the jamboree, yeah.
And it's $5 off?
And it's $5 off
and how much,
at each of the breweries.
And how much is a VIP?
It'll be 35 at the brewery starting June 1st. Otherwise, on site, it's 40. On our website, it's 40. But if you go to the brewery and you get a beer, then you can buy your entry for $5 off. So the general admission would be 15 and the VIP would be 35.
Watch this, Ed. Watch this. So if I go to three breweries, then I'll end up having you pay me money.
No, that's not exactly how that works.
What do you mean that doesn't how that works?
You got to buy your entry at the brewery.
But you can only buy one entry. Well, you can buy
multiple entries, and it'll be $5 off each entry. But it's per entry, not all together.
Oh. Well, I was just thought, yeah, because there are some of these people out there that would be thinking that way, if you know what I mean.
Work that out. We had a couple of different discussions about it. But I want to give a huge shout out to all the different clubs that are out here at Cal Four Wheel and the High Desert Roundup and Stoddard Wells. I myself have never been up here and done any of these trails. I've been to Slosh X a few different times, but I'm always usually a vendor and I can't leave Slosh X. So it was different for me to be able to go out and do some trails yesterday. This is a really difficult area. It's got a lot of loose rock, a lot of rocks through here. And there's some really difficult trails. So there's been a couple of different rollovers and accidents, and I really hope that everybody is safe. There was two side-by-side rollovers and a Jeep rollover yesterday, so really hoping that those people are okay. Today is the adult game, and oh my goodness, each one of these adult games you do inside of your own vehicle. And we did TDS, Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club, is doing the blind man. That's the one I texted you the photo of, Dave. I had to wear blackout welding goggles where they blacked them out and duct taped them. And your passenger has to tell you how to do the course. And you have to do it as fast as you can without knocking over any of the stakes on the course. If you knock a stake over, it's a 30-second penalty. And you have to do this, you know, it's a little couple hundred yard course. It is so much fun. And then there's another one where you drive through and they have a post and they spray painted the cans in the post and you have to go around and your passenger has to take the can off the post. And then you can drive back around and your passenger has to put the cans back on the post as fast as you possibly can. And you want to talk about learning some new games for our lost lizard. This is so much fun.
Nice.
Denver is out here, and they have one that we just did as well. And you have to go around this little hillside, and it's got bumps and whoops and rocks and around this little hill, and they give you a dog bowl full of water, and they measure the water out, and you have to do it as fast as you can, and they time you, and then they measure the water with what's left over in the bowl. And I am soaked head to toe, right? They give you 16 ounces to start with, and I had 1.5 ounces left at the end of it.
Is it hot out there, Audrey? What is it?
It's a decent, it says that it's only 75, but it feels a good 85 out here. It's the high desert dry, so it's a different heat out here,
sure.
For sure. But it has been so much fun. And absolutely amazing. Huge shout out to Cal Four Wheel and their supporters. GenRite is a big one. They've led a few different runs out here. Jeep Auto Works, which is JEP Auto Works out of Hemet, Warren, Rock Hard 4x4. They've got the Hemet Jeep Club here. The Desert Burrows Jeep Club's putting on some stuff for them. It's amazing to see how many different clubs that they have working with them to put this event on. It makes my heart happy. And I wish that we got more of this around California, you know, where all of us are working together, teaming up and putting on big events like this. It just makes me so happy.
Well, we just got to work at it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Are you going to hang with us? You're going to go get wet.
No, Jared McLeod is calling in to give us the Pismo Dunes update, and I'm going to let you guys go.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Have fun, Audrey.
You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Scooney side-by-side in El Cajon off Greenfield. SXXUTV, it's a service center. They're here for all your accessories, upgrades, lights, winches, maintenance, and the insurance companies acknowledge them for insurance repair. Need to get your brakes, shocks, oil change, any of the above, go to Scooney side-by-side El Cajon to keep your wheeling on the weekends. And Gravel Kings, Gravel King Off-Road Racing, lifestyle and content creators, bringing you new content every week. Follow them on Instagram for notifications of their weekly YouTube releases and where they might be popping up next. You can also find them currently, current lineup of drivers and Gravel King, past, present, visiting their website, www.gravelking.com. You can contact King of the of our off-road lifestyle. Go just to follow Gravel Kings. All right. Everybody's waiting for this news. And who do we have on?
I think we have Jared. Are you there?
Hey, Dave, Ed, how's it going?
We're doing great, man. What are you up to? You sitting at Pismo with your feet up, drinking a beer? What are you doing?
Oh, no. You know, I'm actually out here in Barstow. Same place Audrey is, just hopped off the trail.
Oh, great. How many times have you been out to that facility?
We come a couple times a year. Okay. I think this is our eighth year coming out to High Desert Roundup. So
if you're an off-roader, this is probably the place to be, right?
It's a great spot for Memorial Weekend. Yeah, they've got a huge turnout here for the event.
And don't you love the different games they play just to help get people involved and raise a little bit of money for the cause?
Absolutely. Yeah, Cal Four Wheel definitely puts on a great event out here, as they do for all their events. But this is definitely our favorite.
So are you soaking wet?
No, I didn't get the wet lap game over there that Audrey was at. We actually just got done on a little trail run with the kids out in the buggy. So.
Nice.
Well, you know why they put Audrey on the wet track, but we won't even go there. Hey, tell us. I couldn't help myself. So tell us what's going on at Pismo, man. Are you fighting the fight?
Yeah, you know what? Things are going good, Dave. Jim Sudi and our attorney have pretty much been working around the clock, getting things together for our upcoming lawsuits. We've got that one coming up here in a few weeks in June. So that's pretty exciting. They're really focusing on the legal stuff, and I've been focusing working with the new district superintendent for Oceano Dunes. We got a new one a few weeks ago.
Oh, great.
Is he a good one? How have you been able to judge him yet, or her?
Yeah, so we do know him. He actually was an acting superintendent for quite a few years at the park. Things are going good just in the past few weeks. We're making some really good progress. So I've really been focusing on the operational issues, you know, and that's what I'm trying to work on. And, right. You know, we've got the creek and some other things. But past couple of weeks, we were able to finally get the creek crossing hours drastically increased every day, which is good. Resolved some of the reservation issues, a bunch of technical stuff, added about 150 campsites from October 1st on that
wow.
were blocked out. So this is, yeah, things are going good. Feeling confident on legal stuff. And heading up to Oceano this week, got a few meetings, Thursdays, sure. meeting with the Air Pollution Control District, you know, the ones who wasted the $25 million.
Yeah. Well, it's only our money.
Yeah, it's just our money, Dave.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, I'm changing your name to Hollywood because I think that video you did crossing the creek with your RV and trailer might have had something to do with the decisions. What do you think?
That little camping stunt we pulled out there definitely forced it camping, so it's working.
Soon as I seen that, I go, that's my kind of guy. You know, instead of talking to him, let me show you what I can do. And that was not, folks, if you haven't seen the video, go to OceanaDunes.com. I'm sure you can see it. This is a six-wheeled RV with a trailer, okay? Going across an area that everybody says you can't go across because it's too deep.
Yep.
That was awesome, dude. I literally, I shared that to as many people as I possibly could. And for folks that are in the woods and they don't know what we're talking about Oceana Dunes that used to be wide open for anybody that wants to camp on the beach for $10. And slowly but surely, they're gnawing away at it. Even though it was a gift to us, the public, they're trying to take it away. And this group is working so hard to get back as much as we can. And one of the key things, and I know you guys have heard it all the time, it's all about money. Because if you can't hire the lobbyists, if you can't do the average. So how do people help you out, my man?
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Oceana Dunes is the park we're talking about, formerly known as Tismo Dunes. You know, I'm sure most people grew up or went out there, camped, and rode as a kid. Our organization is Friends of Oceana Dunes. We're the nonprofit with the lawsuits to stop the park's closure at the end of this year. Ways people can help out, you can go over to our website, oceanadunes.org, 100% volunteers, zero salaries paid. What these lawsuits, you know, with a burn rate of over 30,000 right now in legal bills, it's really going to come down to the funding to get through the lawsuits this year. And then businesses who are interested, you know, and want to help out, support or sponsor, they can email me, jared@oceanodunes.org. We got our July 15th barbecue fundraiser in Grover Beach coming up. And the Polaris Razor sweepstakes is live right now, but you can go over to oceanodunes.org and help out in any or all of those ways.
So when is the giveaway? What date is that?
It will be later in the year. Don't quote me on this. I think it is October.
Well, send me an email, and I know it's a kind of a semi-pain, but we've done it before. Bring the unit down to KUSI to help promote sales.
Yeah, let me look into that, Dave.
Yeah.
Appreciate the offer. We might be able to make that happen. I know we're coming down in a couple weeks for SDRC's Jamboree.
Right.
So let me look into that. Yeah.
Well, because, you know, the more eyeballs that see it, and since we're doing the only radio show in Southern Cal that I'm aware of outside of people podcasting, and, you know, the more people that throw a raffle ticket out there, what kind of a side-by-side are we talking about?
It's a brand new Polaris Turbo R, four-seater, brand new, straight out of the showroom at Clausen Motorsports. One of our corporate sponsors donated it, but you know, all the funds raised are going to go straight to the legal bills here. We're feeling good about next month. We got to get through October. That's the big boy lawsuit.
So how much are the tickets? Let's throw that out there.
So tickets are as cheap as $1 per entry. They're not tickets, they're entries. But so they can go to our website. There's no limit. You can buy as many as you want, $10, $20, $100. And every little bit's going to help.
Excellent. Okay, Ed, you had a question?
Hey, Jared, are you guys having a poker run this summer?
Friends of Oceana Dunes has been looking to trying to do something at Pismo, but nothing is finalized. Our club, Point Magoo, is going to be doing the Fright Night in October again. Is that the one you were curious about?
I kind of remember you having a poker run in the summer in July out there years past, and I didn't know if that was going to continue or not.
October 20th through 21st, there will be one at Hungry Valley. That is the Fright Night event. And then I can get you details if we iron this out on what we're looking to do there on the dunes.
So what's going on July 15th? Did you say there's a barbecue?
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, so July 15th is our Barbecue by the Beach fundraiser. It's right there before you at the event tent, right before you go onto the dunes, Grover Beach. Tickets are selling fast. We do have some available still and a few tables available. Live auction, silent auction, barbecue, fun for the whole family. We got a bar there, Dave. You're welcome to join us.
I'm ready.
You know, Dave. Okay. I'm actually going to be retiring at the end of June.
So you can use him all you want for free.
I'm going to have a little free time, and I'd like to look around at Oceana Dunes. Maybe I'll come up for the barbecue.
You know what, Ed? Any time, pretty much. You know, even if it's a different date, let me know. I'm, you know, happy to meet you up there. We can do a tour and show you some stuff.
And give them the VIP sand seating.
I've got a ATC 200X I'll bring.
There you go.
Ride around.
If you can get it running.
It runs great.
Okay.
Just because it's old.
So this is a good time for you. It's off season out of the desert, and this is where people need to get involved. Whether you're an off-roader or not, we can't let the government take away what's ours. And once you folks get out there and get on a side-by-side, a motorcycle, you know, a four-wheeler, I'm telling you, you'll be hooked for life, and it's good for the kids, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So how's everything else been going?
Everything's good. Yeah, we just brought I bought the Ed Waldheim's old buggy after he passed away. And
oh, you bought
so
that?
I got the purple buggy. So
you got that? I knew. Man. That's awesome.
I had the Jeep ready to go, and the kids said, no, I want to take the buggy. So we brought it out here to Barstow and kind of doing the kids thing, getting them used to the trail, and it's been a good time.
You know, that's another KUSI segment all by itself. And talk about the history of that buggy. And the only reason I say that is because now you'll have that little story on video, and you can either give it to the family, hang on to it, give it to the, I'm sure there's an off-road museum someplace, give it to the, I mean, you know, there's so much things you can do with that without having to write a check. So just don't commit, just think about it.
You know, Dave, when I heard it was going up for sale, honestly, I didn't even really have an intention of using it. I was just afraid, you know, Ed Waldheim's legacy and advocacy goes back. He's an off-road Hall of Famer. I was worried someone was going to buy it and it was going to disappear.
Or it chop it up or use parts.
Paint
no,
it
dude. The only thing I hate, and I shouldn't say hate, but I do hate it, when somebody buys like a buggy like that or a car at Mecum, and then they bury it in a museum or bury it in their own collection. It needs to be seen by the public. So, you know, you might even just loan it to the off-road, you know, Hall of Fame museum or what have you with your name still on it so you can get it anytime you want it, because the public really needs to know where all of this came from.
That was the goal. I mean, we're using it now and having fun, which I'm sure Ed would be pretty pumped about. But
Ed would be happy about that,
yeah.
For sure.
It's out for loan if anybody wants to put it on display.
That's awesome. And then what's the best way to go? Go to the Oceana Dunes website?
Yeah, they can shoot me an email, Jared, J-A-R-E-D, at oceanadunes.org.
All right. Well, I tell you what, man. I mean, we're trying our best down here to fight for as long and as hard as we can to keep that beach open. And you will be in the Hall of Fame, I'm telling you. You and your sidekick?
Uh-huh, Jim.
Jim? I mean, you guys will be there. I know you don't care because it's all about the goal. It's not about the reward. So keep up the good work. And, again, when's your next event?
July 15th. Head over to oceanodunes.org, and you can get your tickets there. You can enter the sweepstakes. If anyone wants to get in contact, Ed, you're free to share my cell phone. So,
oh, wow. Let me know. We'll put that on the SDORC website. And while you're there looking for his phone number, join. Thanks, buddy.
Go.
Hey, go have a great Memorial Day weekend with the family. Try not to work too hard tomorrow. You know, you might want to kick it back a little. What do you think?
Thank you guys very much. Always appreciate the support, and happy Memorial.
You got it, brother.
Thank you, Jared.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back a whole lot more right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. Won't you ever learn?
Welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I love the name of this company, The Dirt Company, founded by Mark Mattelli. Go to www.dirtco.com or on Instagram at TheDirtCO. DirtCO is an original off-road lifestyle brand founded in the desert of Southern California. Quality. Everything. Tag. Use. dirtcompany.com An off-road mecca for legendary racing teams, founded again by Matt with Mad Media, Mint 400, California 300. Check them out at www.dirtco.com and check out some of the legendary goodies. Also, SNS Off-Road Magazine. If you're not reading SNS, you're crazy. You can donate to them to help stay on the air. But if you just want to go, it's SSORMAG.com. Go where all the news, all the information, all the tips, classifieds, even articles by Ed. So check them out. SSORMAG.com. So, all right, so I think our call-ins are done. Do we have anybody else still on the line? Okay, so we're good.
It's all us for the next half hour, Dave.
So let's talk a little bit about the Jamboree. I mean, maybe get a little bit more in-depth. Like, for one reason, for people that just tuned in, why are we doing it?
So we're raising money so that we can hire a lobbyist, a state lobbyist.
And I don't have any problem asking you this. Whether you want to answer it or not, that's up to you. But what does a lobbyist normally make in Sacramento? If they're good, and it sounds like it, from what you have vetted, this is probably one of the top five.
So that's a good question, and I don't know exactly, but I've looked at how much they charge, and then I've looked at how many clients they
okay.
have.
Oh, okay. So I guess I'm more interested in charging. Not, I'm sorry, I didn't mean what is he gross at the end of the year, or she okay. gross at the end. But I mean, so if they were going to do a project.
So I think, like I won't
Are they like a lawyer? Are they like a lawyer? Were they charged by the hour?
Well, they go. It's negotiable okay. how you, right. you retain a lobbyist. Generally, they prefer to go on retainer,
right.
which means you give them so much per month, every month, year round, and they'll be really busy on some months, and they'll mm-hmm. be kind of slow on other months.
And the retainer covers it.
And the retainer covers
right.
their services, and they become your representative.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
I guess all I'm saying is what we're trying to raise is a lot of money.
So years back, I hired Kathy for a project, not on retainer, not hourly, but for a project. We have this one bill I need help with. It's a big, important bill. And she said, okay. And she gave us a great, great deal on it. Mm-hmm. And then her success in that bill led to her getting a retainer. Because a retainer is not something that's thrown around easily. Like, mm-hmm. it needs to be earned. It has a lot high level of trust.
Right.
Right. You don't want to hire someone on retainer that you don't have a really strong feeling that they're going to work and advocate for you optimally. So a lobbyist retainer, like the low end could be $2,000 a month, and the high end could be $15,000 or $20,000 a month.
Right, and it just depends. So I guess the only reason I even put you on the spot was to let the public know what we're willing to spend mm-hmm. on your behalf,
helping you guys.
That's
yeah,
right.
Everybody and when that we, goes to the desert,
and when we tell you to contact your supervisor, your congressman, your senator. We're not telling you that to blow smoke. And I'm going to tell you how much it works, folks. I'm going to do a little bragging right now. But Paris Auto Speedway was having a trouble with the California Water District. And they wanted to shut the fairgrounds down, the track down. They were going to close roads. So Don Kazarian, the promoter, called me up on air and says, Dave, is there any chance you could put the number out to Gavin Newsom's office? We blew up the phones on Monday.
You filled that voicemail to the top?
That's right.
That helps.
And it helps. And you,
it really helps.
So when we ask you to do it, and you know, we make it easy. We'll tell you where the phone numbers are. They're on, you know, sdorc.org website. Anytime we want you to reach out to a politician, it's there. And if you don't think they're not listening, you are crazy,
especially when you blow it up.
Yeah.
So we found somebody we want to hire. He's not at the low end and he's not at the high end. He's
okay.
in the middle, but it's still a lot of money.
We can
for
make
a group
him famous.
Like ours.
We can make him famous.
Well, if we get him, we have a good jamboree, and we hire the guy. He's going to be coming on the radio with us, and he's going to tell us stuff. It'll be entertaining.
Yeah. All right, watch this, folks. Is he coming to the jamboree? Go ahead and say
so.
It. I never even thought of
that. No, it's a great idea. He lives in Sacramento.
Oh, excuse me.
So it's...
Excuse me. You want me to pay his airfare?
Someone's got to pay it.
Well, I know.
Do I pay it?
But wouldn't it be great if he was there? Why? Because
so
now
he's
going
to
flavor.
So he knows how hard we're working to get him on board with
us. See, once I get you rolling.
See, I like the way you think, Dave.
Boy, wait till you retire. I'm going to be on you like stink up 5 weeks, folks. See the grin? See the grin on his face?
Yeah, you can hear it.
But all he's thinking about is 5 weeks of riding motorcycles off-road. That ain't going to happen.
During the week. I can ride during the week.
Dude, you are going to be so busy because we are going to put you to work and you won't be able to stand it. But seriously, folks.
No, that's a good idea.
So
invite this guy to our jamboree.
Just if he doesn't come.
And I'll tell him, look, we're doing this so that we can afford you.
And we can have him come to the jamboree, stay the night. Go to, come on radio.
And come on radio the next day.
And you know, really, when you stop and think about it, it's not that expensive. You could find him a place over, you could, heck, if you pay for me, you can pay for him. I'd almost give you a discount just because I think it's important that once, it's like if you want him to help sell lasagna, but he never tastes a lasagna. Yeah, you got to get that feel. You got to get that. And
that's a great idea, dude. I'm gonna.
You're going to push on that?
I'm going to work on that.
But going
it's
back,
really what
it's all about.
It's a strong connection. It's not like we're looking for somebody.
No.
We've interviewed, we've talked to people, we've searched, and we've narrowed it down to one person that we want.
So let's give him a little accolades and say, look, we want you to come down. We don't want to just keep talking to you about it. We want you to experience it.
And he knows we're doing this.
Yeah, and he can come incognito. He doesn't have to have a sign on his back. So the general public, I mean, if he wants to go up and talk to him, he can. Vendors, he can. I think it's a great idea, personally, but that's just me.
All right, I like it. And I want to go to this barbecue that Oceana Dunes, Friends of Oceana Dunes is doing.
You have to. I'm hungry, and you have to do this. Go ahead.
You know, this jamboree was starting out as a barbecue. And actually, before a barbecue, it was going to be a gala.
But it's still a barbecue.
I was going to do a gala, and I got shot down. My people don't want to wear a suit and tie. I said, okay, well, what about a barbecue? This other group had a successful barbecue. Okay, so we're going to do a barbecue. We can do it at Lakeside Rodeo. So that turned into let's have a couple vendors. Let's have a couple more. And pretty soon, now we have 58 vendors. So it's not a barbecue. It's
anymore.
It's grown. It's bigger.
It's a jamboree.
It's a jamboree.
Okay. I'm going to help you out next year. I'm going to help you next year.
It's going to be a next year? Okay.
We're going to have a gala. But the gala is you wear the best off-road clothing you own. No tuxedos, no gowns, but come on, you got off-road stuff that you wear, right?
I got piles of it. Yeah.
So wouldn't that be funny if it's a gala, but you come as an off-roader.
So Friends of the Rubicon, the Rubicon Trail Foundation puts on a gala, and it's a black tie and boots gala.
Yeah, but get rid of the black tie and the boots. I mean, rid of the black.
That's just their.
But wouldn't that be kind of cool if said wear your best off-road gear?
And I was
gear.
Like, I want to do that. I'm going to buy new motocross boots because my boots are worn out.
You're just looking for an excuse.
I was going to get some
It'll work.
I get some new boots. I have a tux I've had for years. I never worn. So.
And you got to make it fun. You got to have people. For example, San Diego Automotive Museum does a gala. OMG.
Really?
It's off the charts. It is. When it was the end of it, in like 90 days, it was sold out for the next year.
Is it a formal style? Like people dress nice?
Yeah, but this is the Automotive Museum. But you don't have to if you don't want to.
Is it at the museum?
It's at the museum, right in front of the museum, and that it's not a parking lot anymore. It's a really nice picnic area. Mm-hmm. But this last year, he did it in the back of a museum. Knocked it off the charts. We'll talk more off air about it.
Okay, I went to an event that was behind the
Auto Museum.
It was really nice.
No, the potential
is
there.
It's a nice place. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, the potential is off the chart. But folks, it's June 24th, Lakeside Rodeo. It is $20 to get in. Why? Because how are we going to get a... How are we going to get somebody if we don't pay them and we need the money to pay them?
We need lots of people because this event is costing us a lot of money with insurance.
And if you're out there and you got lots of money and you're tired of counting it, you can donate that to STOR. The museum just got $1 million donation.
That's amazing.
Because they're doing what that person thought they were doing right.
And they asked for it. If you don't ask.
Well, actually, I hate to tell you, they didn't even ask for it. The guy came to them and gave it to them.
Here, I've got all this money. I don't know what to do with. You guys do a great job.
And my taxes are this or that. But all I'm saying is you have an opportunity, even for, because you know how many multi-million dollar people go off-road? Like the Raglans of the world?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. So if you can figure out a way to cut into
RVs,
their wallets.
A park long,
a block long,
and then they got their own trophy truck.
And all you got to say to them is that you want to keep racing? Do you want to keep coming out here?
Okay, so next segment, we're going to talk legislation. We're going to talk about the Bureau of Land Management's crazy conservation multiple use rule that making me furious. And we're going to talk about California Air Resources Board is looking at on-road motorcycle emissions. That includes dual sport motorcycles, which are very close to my heart.
I know.
So let's take a break.
All right, right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this segment's brought to you by Lifestyle Garage in Lakeside. In fact, they came out with me, check this out, Ed, to Miramar, and we're going to probably get SDORC involved the next one. And it's 100 days of summer where they try to train the military to drive safely on-road, off-road. We have a motorcycle segment. There was a, God, I can't think of his name, but he's a stunt rider for motorcycles. He's a black gentleman. You probably know who he is. But anyway, he comes out there. Gretchen. Okay, whatever. I screwed that up. But be that as it may, Lifestyle Garage came out, did a phenomenal job showing modified vehicles and giving them all the safety tips here and there. 619-499-5323. Check these guys out or just Google Lifestyle Garage in Lakeside. Right there at Winter Gardens Boulevard. So, and they're going to start... hopefully doing a show here pretty soon. So we'll talk about that later. So, all right. So we got your last segment. What do you got?
Got a bunch of stuff.
Hold on.
You know, a few.
Hold on.
I know. I wanted to mention this to you.
Do you know
so
how
week,
I could notice?
I know, because I have the headphones on. I had the microphone
and
right to my mouth.
It's your nose is in the air. It's like an antenna.
Yeah. So I wanted to let Ed know, we had a couple of calls yesterday, one of which was supporting SDRC. The other one was actually from SDG&E. They were making that complaint about how you said last week that SDG&E took some land away and they were using it without any permission, apparently. And a guy from SDG&E called saying, listen, no one asked that we or no one said that we couldn't take it. Nobody wanted to take the land from the public. So we just said, yes, we wanted to take it. So therefore, stop complaining about us and leave us alone is what I remember what the call was.
And it was
week,
for this show?
Uh-huh. And I gave your guys' email just in case he wanted to continue on with those comments. So I'm not sure if he did email or not.
No,
but
I just
wanted to throw it out there super quick.
Apparently, it's game on with these
they're
guys.
Listening. They're listening. And if you could fire them up and have them...
I'm trying to remember what we...
Yeah, we talk. We have no script. I want anybody know.
So you talked about military training. You know, a few years ago, I was invited to Camp Pendleton where I did a presentation to a whole bunch of Marines...
For motorcycle?
About off-road vehicle safety. Not just motorcycles, but all the different
Well,
vehicles.
That's what we do.
So that was right... Before the pandemic, they stopped doing a lot of
well,
stuff.
Well, we didn't get we haven't
I may
been,
get invited back. I don't know.
Haven't been back since then. Or what we'll do is we'll incorporate you in our show.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
I'd love to help.
I did get kicked out of Camp Pendleton, but I'll have to tell you off air how that happened.
I'd like to hear.
And Sandy Rose Bowler was very concerned that I might get kicked out of Miramar, but I behaved myself. All right. Okay. So what else you got? Because we got about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Nine.
So let's get into the legislation. So there's two bills that we're watching. SB 708 is what helps take care of the old red sticker motorcycles. That is the racing motorcycles that the air pollution people have taken away from their ability to go to public land. And it's kind of a tough deal for us motorcycle guys. So the bill is going to create a registration sticker that will allow it to be in the system and allow it to be used in a competition on public land. So it doesn't allow what we would like is playwriting on the public land out in the desert. Mm-hmm. But it's a step forward. So it passed through the state Senate, and now it's heading to the state assembly. And I got my letter into the Assembly Transportation Committee and the Assembly Water Parks and Wildlife Committee. So those two committees will be reviewing the bill and voting on it. And if it, every time it gets voted on, it can either live or die. So if it dies, it's dead. If it lives, it moves to the next step. Right. And it has about a dozen steps before it goes to the governor.
Right.
So we feel pretty good about this bill. We think it's going to go the whole way, but you got to sort of watch the steps. Now, the other bill is kind of interesting, what's going on with it. AB 1617 is a bill that changes the definition of a side-by-side, or what they call an ROV, recreational off-road vehicle, like what you bought, your Talon, Polaris, Razor, or
any side-by-side, two-seat or four-seat.
Right. And the definition is that it has a steering wheel, not a handlebar, and that you sit in a seat, you don't straddle, and that it's made by a manufacturer.
Okay, why do we have to have a law?
Well, because in the legislation, they define it as 1,000 cc's or less.
Okay.
Or fewer. And the thing about it is that we've mandated a helmet rule for those. And there's a few other rules, but you need to wear a helmet in those things. Mm-hmm. And while I strongly enjoy personal freedom, and I don't want the government to tell me what to do, in some instances, like these things, it's not such a bad deal, because a lot of people turn these things over. They roll them, and they have these horrible head injuries and deaths from turning them over. And when they wear a helmet, they do a lot better. So I'm okay with the helmet law on these things.
Yeah.
When that came out, I was like, well, I don't really want to oppose this.
Well, you don't even want to wear a helmet on your motorcycle, do you? But you realize why you have to.
You know, I rode a street bike before they had the helmet law, and I always wore my helmet.
Me too.
I just like it. I like the wind. I don't want the wind
but
so
see,
hard.
I don't like being told.
I know. I hate
it. I think that bothers me more than anything.
On that warm summer afternoon, I want to take it off and ride along the beach and see
everything. But
doesn't
it make
everything.
You feel weird? Have you ever ridden?
Oh, yeah. I've ridden without a helmet.
I know, but it makes me crazy. It's just like...
All right. So let me move along.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this author had a bill that removed the displacement definition.
Up or down?
It just removed it. It could be any displacement.
Oh, okay. So he's covering all the bases.
The reason why is because Polaris came out with a side-by-side that was much bigger than the legis... And so you could drive that one without a helmet.
But you can't. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
But the other ones, you have to wear a helmet.
So what do you? What short?
So what's weird
what do you
about
think of
this
one?
I like it.
I do too.
I like the bill. So what happened? I was researching it. I wanted to see how it was progressing, and it had stopped. And I'm like, well, where is it? Why is it not going to committee? I don't understand. And so I contacted the author's office, and they said, "Oh, we pulled the bill. We were getting a lot of pushback on it, and we didn't understand, and we pulled it."
What?
And I'm like, what? Like, so there's misunderstanding, because people that have dune buggies are thinking it's going to make them have to wear a helmet. But they didn't read the bill properly because this is a manufactured vehicle.
Side by side.
Well,
and manufacturer.
Well, it's made by a manufacturer, because this does not include homemade buggies and small number manufacturers. So they, the person that I was talking to, didn't understand, like she's in charge of it, but she's not an off-roader.
Did you educate her?
I did. And you know what I said is, I said, you need to add a provision for manufacturers who build more than 99 per year.
Yeah.
Right. Because the small builders, it's like some buggy company that makes 20 buggies a year, they should be excluded from this. But the one, like the big ones, and so she said, "Oh, that's a really good point. We're going to look at that."
You know what makes me crazy?
What's that?
If you applied for a job, and you had to write reports on it, mm-hmm. and let's say the job was testing out a bicycle, and you never tested out the bicycle, how could you do your job? Why doesn't she know everything about this bill and all the off? See, that's where the problem is.
Dave, you know, you're so right. I'm an 18-year director of Corva.
I know.
So, you know, the guy, Ed Waldheim, we were talking about, you know, he appointed me to that board of directors in 2005. And I've been, and I used to go motorcycling with him. I never went in that car that Jared got. Right. So my point is that the author never contacted Corva. We're like the main off-road group of California.
Yeah.
We're like the authority of all. So there's Cal 4-Wheel, but they only deal with the 4-wheel drives.
Right.
And there's the American Motorcycle Association. They only deal with motorcycles. We deal with everything. We're the ones, they should call us and say, we want to do this. What do you think about this language? And we would say, okay, this is good, but maybe we would adjust here and there. And we would help them tune their bill to be what they want so it will pass.
What did I say you need to do in 5 weeks? What did I say?
So Dave wants me to become a lobbyist. He wants me to move to Sacramento.
No.
To sell my soul to the devil.
No. We'll get you an apartment in Sacramento. We'll get you a nice apartment in Sacramento.
I'll roommate with Brian Jones.
Fly up on Monday. Do like Brian does. He does it just fine. Stay there Monday, and if you have to stay till Friday, stay till Friday, and then fly back, and you got the weekends to go riding. And dude, I'm not going to leave this alone. I'm just going to let you know right now. Because you are so perfect for this job.
It would be a good gig.
Dude, you are so... You have invested how much of your life into this?
I don't know, 25 years.
And now you have an opportunity to have a voice, and now you're having... Brandon, will you please help me over here? Would you please explain? He needs to do this.
I mean, I never met a man who's so passionate for, you know, something in my entire life here. So.
I know. Hello. Hey, and you know what? You don't want to get to the end of the road and say, you know what?
I should have done what he said.
That's like if I offered you the ride.
Too.
Hey, that's like if I offered you a ride on the most expensive motorcycle on the planet and you turned it down because it's too expensive. Never do that.
No, I wouldn't. All right.
Last but not least, Jamboree, June 24th. $20 to get in. $40 if you want to sit on Ed's lap.
I have all this other stuff I want to talk about.
We'll
get to it next week.
I wish you will.
I'm going to push everyone out of the way, and we're going to talk about
June,
this stuff.
Give Audrey the day off.
June 24th.
She's just now back to Wheelands. She'll probably go. June 24th.
I know. I'm so happy she
Lakeside
can drive.
Rodeo. June 24th, Lakeside Rodeo. STORC.org. Join.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.